My name is Satu Stretfield. I'm a half-English, half-Finnish, 39-year-old woman with short, dark blonde hair, shaved at the back and sides, and blue eyes. I'm fully sighted and designed the lighting for this exhibition. I worked with the design team, curators, and conservation team to make sure exhibits are visible but not exposed to light levels that could damage them over time. It involves illuminating the exhibition space itself and creating different ambiences within it so people can find their way around comfortably and get a feel for the exhibition's themes and narratives. The work in front of you, by the 18th century monk Johann Zahn, is a page printed in black with two detailed woodcut images. The first image shows four men, two seated and two standing in a landscape. Their heads are all tilted up towards a dragon with scaly body and wings, floating above them in the sky. Dozens of straight lines stream out from the men's eyes towards the dragon's body, diverging to form triangular areas of shading that overlap but are not identical, suggesting the men's different viewpoints. The extremes of the dragon's head and tail are labelled A and B, and the viewers C, D, E, and F. The image below represents several viewpoints, marked at different heights on a vertical tree trunk to the left, with lines streaming out across the landscape, crisscrossing to form diamond-shaped patterns. An inset circular diagram shows lines crossing. As someone who works with and thinks about light every day, Zahn's illustration is, at first glance, very familiar to me. On a closer look, however, something fundamental is missing. Where are the lines of light reflecting off the dragon's underbelly, onto the ground, and back up towards their source, the sun? My design drawings for this exhibition include sketches that look a bit like Zahn's, although far less beautiful and intricate, and with the fundamental difference that the beams of light originate not from your eyes, but from the light sources above your head. I'm always tracing rays of light, in drawings, calculations, and in my mind's eye. These diagrams help me specify spotlights with appropriate optics and locate them where light can travel unobstructed to the objects you're viewing, but not stray into the eyes of those approaching opposite. I also, like Zahn, trace light beams from the eyes of prospective viewers while I'm designing. However, I understand these lines to be tracing the beams of light backwards, so they reflect off the glass of display cases, according to the laws of reflection, and continue back towards their source. These diagrams help me anticipate the reflections you'll encounter in display glass from various angles so I can avoid reflections of light sources and bright surfaces detracting from your view of the exhibits.